Okay, good evening, everyone. A couple very important reminders before we learn a quick Dvar Halacha. First and foremost, 8:09 is a very important time tonight for two things. The first, that everyone is reminded that Bedikas Chametz does not begin before 8:09. 8:09 is when we start searching for the leaven in our homes. And second, that is the time that the three paragraphs of the Shema are to be recited again after Halachic nightfall. Tzitzik HaChavim tonight is at 8:09. Our Halacha Gems learning is once again generously sponsored by Avram Hillel and Chai Reich, commemorating the yahrzeit of his beloved father, Ber Leib Ben Chaim Pesach, and his beloved grandmother, Esther Freda Basser of Avram. The Neshama should have an Aliyah. Thank you for your sponsorship. We are in Siman Tov Ayin Beis in Hilchas Pesach. And last night we're discussing the dinim of Haseba, of leaning, reclining. So it's an interesting halacha tonight that we discuss. What's the case in a situation where a son is in the presence, of course, of their father? And the question, of course, is it permissible for the son to lean, to recline? So the Mechaber tells us in halacha, hey, ben etzel aviv, a son who is sitting at the Seder with his father, tzarech hasiba afilu, even if it is who Rebbe Muvhak, he has an obligation, sarach, to recline. And even if it is a situation where his father is not merely just his father, is also his Rebbe Muvhak, his primary teacher, his primary Rebbe. So Mr. Brewer explains what you would be thinking. Mr. Brewer says, the af, you should know, even though that it's such, sha'ben chayev b'chvoydev v'mayro, even though we know that the son is obligated to show kavod, to show respect, to show deference and awe and fear and trepidation, awe for his father, the kol shekein imhu rabbi, and certainly all the more so, if it's not just that it's his father, but his father's his Rebbe Muvhak, so then certainly there is these dinim, and therefore one would not recline so easily, so readily. So nonetheless, says the Mishnah Berurah mikol makom, nonetheless, tzarech hasiba, the din is that he has an obligation to recline. Now what's the reason? The Mishnah Berurah says, the mistama of mochel livnei, because we can assume that the father will be mochel on his kavod and want his son to fulfill and perform the mitzvahs kedas v'kedin, and be that as it may, so the father will be mochel, the father will forgive that obligation. Now whether or not anybody has that obligation able to be forgiven, obviously is a sugya b'fnei atzma in and of itself, but here the Mishnah Berurah explains that mistama will assume, it's an interesting word, mistama. We can assume that the father is mochel. But what happens if the father is not mochel? So in the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah has a variety of just different marmakomos, and he explains the following. Even in a rare circumstance where the father says, you know what, it's a nice halacha, and it's true, I want you to follow Derech HaTaira, but I'm not mochel on my kavod. So, Kosev HaAruch HaShulchan, the Aruch HaShulchan says in Sif Zayin, She'ena ben Rosha Lahasev, then the son is not allowed to lean, he's not allowed to recline in his father's presence, because the father's not meichel on his kavod. It's totally on the das of the father. Says Rabbi Yashiv, Zichroniv Levrocha, so he says, Al das, Rabbi Yashiv, he says in his Ha'oris and Hilchus Pesach, he says, Shaloi oimrim bazeh shedasa av botla eitzorei va'ovois. Maybe one would say, Ruba de Ruba, the majority of fathers are going to be meichel on the kavod. You can't say that since this is a rare occurrence, a rare happenstance, that you can say that no, this singular father who is not meichel on his kavod, he's mevatel, like bittel b'shishim, he's mevatel to the rov, the majority of the fathers who do that. If a father is so makbid, so stringent, so strict, so the son can't lean, according to Rabbi Yashiv, that's what he writes in his Ha'oras, in his Haggadah Shel Pesach, in the Hagdama. And he also quotes here the Kaf HaChaim. The Kaf HaChaim says that if let's just say it's known, it's yadua, it's understood, it's recognized that the father is not going to be mochel on his kavod, says the Kaf HaChaim Roy, it's appropriate shaben mevakesh reshus me'aviv, that the son should go to the father and ask permission. It's not chutzpedik, it's okay. Given sheyesh deus beposkim shebotla deus ha'av, there are opinions in Shas, opinions in the poskim, that maybe what's going to be mevatel the das of the father. But one final thought. Writes Rabbi Yashiv also in his Ha'oras, he says, what is the din with regards to a son and a father? That's clear in Shulchan Aruch. That's explained, it's Mestabra in the Mishnah Berurah. What about a son next to his mother? So the Rabbi Eliashiv addresses us. He says, "V'chein a meisiv etzel imo," with regard to the dinim of sitting next to and reclining next to one's mother. Certainly, it's not a din of Rebbe, although there is perhaps. Writes Rabbi Eliashiv, "Das hagoyin Rabbi Eliashiv zeichat tzadik livracha shedino shovel leben a meisiv etzel aviv." The din is the same. What the halacha is ben etzel aviv is the same as the din, says Rabbi Eliashiv, as ben etzel imo. Interesting comment, and that is a final halacha in this learning of Hilchas Pesach for this season. Rabbi Hananya ben Akasha, Mitzvah, 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 Mit